You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This weekend at MOJAT is the STEM Fair, celebrating science, technology, engineering and mathematics. There's plenty of exhibitions and activities to get engaged in, and to discuss the fair, I spoke to MOJAT's Te Pua Wānanga director, Phoebe Drayton.
We're looking at the STEM Fair this weekend. What's the big things for us to get excited about?
It's a lot of people coming with a lot of love of STEM. So we've got many, many exhibitors. There's going to be everything. So we've got some science demonstrations that you can get involved in. There'll be some engineering and coding. There's going to be a great big bridge being built down one of the main streets. And then we'll have a digger that you can get on and drive, glowing bacteria. We'll have VR. We'll have microscopes. We'll have chemistry. So it really is everything STEM. From S to M.
Yeah. It says on your website it's being held in Te Pua Wānanga. Some of our Wānanga listeners will remember that we went in just as the space was about to open, and we talked about some of the exhibitions that were going in there to start with. What sort of things are going in there?
So we're actually spilling out over the whole site. So we are in Te Pua Wānanga. We're putting a lot of our exhibitors in there, but we're going to be spilling out and using up the whole site because we have so many people coming. So, yeah, we've got all of our regular exhibits that people can engage with. So we've got our sort of science exploration zone where you can go and sort of have a tutu and have a go. And then on the lower floor of Te Pua Wānanga, we've got this great exhibition area where different people will be coming and setting up their own interactives to show off the science or the technology that they're working on.
You also mentioned an interactive digger. I mean, a lot of people around Aotearoa will have heard of Doug the Digger.
Yeah, Doug the Digger.
Yeah. That's exciting. Could you speak a little bit about that?
So he has a small digger that he brings along, and you can actually get on the digger and learn about the controls and then have a turn operating the digger. And he does like a site safety induction. You get to put on a high-vis, so it's a really fun experience. He usually comes to our Dig It program, and he's coming along to the STEM Fair this year.
If looking at the STEM Fair, I mean, big event for kids and families, that sort of thing, why is it so important, I guess, that people get involved in the STEM Fair and other events around MOTAT and learning about STEM in general?
MOTAT is hoping to be a place that's inspiring people into these STEM careers. We want to be a place where you can come and learn about different STEM careers, but also have a go or meet a professional scientist or meet a technologist, meet someone who drives a digger for a living and ask them, you know, how did they get to where they are? So we're just really hoping to be the hub of all of those conversations. And if you've got young children who are interested in engineering or interested in mathematics or coding, and then there'll be someone there for them to talk to in a really like fun and relaxed way. So that's MOTAT's vision, that we are just inspiring people into these sorts of careers. Yeah,
and if we're thinking about the exhibition and stuff, there's obviously a lot of kids coming around and running around. Is there lots of stuff for the parents, I guess, to get involved with as well with their kids, or maybe things for them to find fun as well?
Yes, definitely. Yep. Most of our exhibitions are parent and kid friendly, and I think the difficulty sometimes is getting the parents to stand back and let the kids have a go because it's so fun. So all of our regular exhibits will be open. We've got a make music exhibit. Te Pua Wānanga will be open. We've got the big energy machines and light and colour play. So everything is designed to be done together as a family. It's not that the kids are having a turn and you're sitting there on your phone totally bored. Everything is for the whole family, yeah.
And if you're thinking about this weekend, I guess, if you were to give advice to families coming down and checking the exhibition out, what would you say to look out for, I guess, the best thing to go over to first, or maybe watch out for big cues, that sort of thing?
I think I would come in and I would turn left and I would head down to the bridge building zone. They're going to be building a big suspension bridge just right in front of our big historical pump house building. So I think that would be a definite one to check out. And then you can kind of head down into Te Pua Wānanga. It is going to get busy, but there are so many stalls. I think we're up to 25 different stalls now. So that means that there'll be, if there's a line at one, then the next one will be, you know, available. And then there's also lots of spaces to just chill out. MoTeT's a great site. It's got lots of like picnic areas. You can bring a picnic along. We're putting out some extra games, and all of our regular MoTeT technology will be operating as well. So the blacksmith's going to be there, and the print shop will be open and running, and we'll have our steam engines up and running. So just a lot to do and see. Yeah.
Yeah, and then lastly here, I guess if people are keen to show up, can they just show up on the day, or should they get tickets online? What's the process there?
You can pre-book tickets, of course, but you can, of course, show up on the day. So we open at 10 a.m. And, you can buy a family pass for $45, which is two adults and four children. And you can just show up on the day if you want to. And it's Saturday and Sunday, so if you really enjoy it one day, you could come back.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
During the month of April, MoTeT is free for teachers to come along. So that includes coming to the STEM Fair. So if you are teaching in any of these subjects and you want to come along and get inspired, then you can actually come in for free. You just need to bring some proof that you're a teacher, and that's anyone teaching from 3-year-olds right up through to 18-year-olds.
That was MoTeT's Te Pua Wānanga director, Phoebe Drayton, speaking to me about the STEM Fair this weekend. You can grab tickets at motet.nz or at the link on this interview's BCast, which will be uploaded later today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.